Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this time that we get to worship you. I'm grateful that we get a chance to connect with our brothers and sisters. We're grateful, God, for this family of believers that you have connected us with. And God, we are just so honored to be a part of what you're doing here. And God, we're just asking now that you would open our hearts and minds to receive what you're going to say to us on this morning. How you're going to enlighten us, how you're going to teach us, inspire us, how you're going to correct us, how you're going to rebuke in some instances, but how you're ultimately going to build us up. And so, God, we're looking forward to what it is that you're going to do through us, to us, through your word on today. So bless us, God, to be attentive, to hear from the Spirit as he speaks to us today. And bless us, God, as James would say, to become doers of said word. God, we will bless you forevermore. And every believer said, amen. 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 I love our worship team. Thank you all so much. All right. Love it. Love it. Love it. So we're in our ninth installment here of the Philippians sermon series. And today we're going to be talking about choosing good examples over bad examples. And as we get ready to read, we're coming obviously from the third chapter of the book of Philippians, and we're going to read the latter part of that, which begins at verse 17, and then we'll end up in the first verse of chapter 4. And as we go into that, just want to share this with you, that as we go through our journey as a Christian, as a believer, it is good for us to come and be a part of Bible study and to hear the Word of God preached and taught and so forth and so on. But much like kids, we learn a lot by watching other people. We just do. And as cerebral as we like to think we are, as intellectual as we like to believe we are, we really do learn a lot by watching other people who proclaim or profess to be a certain way or to have a certain thing. I told you before that a guy came to my, he came to my office, actually, and he was trying to sell me on the video phone, right? And at the end of his presentation, I asked him one question. I said, "Do you have the phone?" He said, "No, I don't." I was like, "And you have the audacity to try to sell me this phone and you don't have it?" So how you live, what you do, all of that means something. And you can say all day, "I'm a believer, I'm a Christian, I'm a this, I'm a that." But ultimately, people are going to look at what you say, how you walk, what you do. And that is the thing that they're going to follow after. A millionaire can show me how to make $1 million. But if you've never had $1 million, then you cannot say a word to me about how to make it. Now, you can show me how to possibly get there, how we can get started, some wisdom and finances and all those, but you can't tell me how to get $1 million if you've never had $1 million yourself. And in this, we're going to talk about what it means to follow, or choosing to follow, good examples versus bad ones. And I'll remind you, Paul is talking to the church. So when he starts talking about the bad examples, he's referring to the people who are sitting in the congregation. So please keep that in the back of your mind as we go forward on this morning. Philippians chapter 3, beginning at verse 17, it says, "Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that we will be like his glorious body. Chapter 4, verse 1 concludes with, "Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my dear friends." Within the church, there are good and bad examples. How do we identify them? More importantly, are we positioned to follow the good examples to the point that we ourselves become the good example, and thus showcasing the righteousness of God and promoting the cross of Jesus Christ? In today's sermon, Paul lends us some insight and encouragement in this area. On your salmon-colored sheet, you will see on the first part it says, "Follow faithful examples," which is in verse 17. And in this particular part, Paul begins this section with an affectionate plea for the Philippians to join him and others in the pursuit to become